Buffalo City Court now has a new part just for prostitution cases in an effort to identify sex trafficking victims and help them escape a life of abuse. Instead of jail, defendants will have access to services from safe haven housing to education and job training. Service providers include the International Institute. Its director, Eva Hassett, says human trafficking is an industry.
At its root, it's about making money, so it's a highly organized industry. It manifests itself in many, many, many different ways. And what's so significant about this morning is we're talking about an organized response. And so many of you may have seen ads that are aimed at generating awareness of human trafficking on buses and bus shelters right now. That's an effort that the International Institute is involved in that's trying to engage the public, because eyes and ears are really important in this, everybody's eyes and ears.
Many people charged with prostitution come from poor, unstable homes, have a history of sexual and physical abuse, and end up being forced or coerced into the sex trade. Cases will be heard one day a week, but many victims could benefit, according to City Court Chief Judge Thomas Amadeo.
Let's put it this way. We've started up a soft start a month ago, and we have 15 individuals already in the court.
Amadeo says the city is not incurring any additional costs for the program. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.